We have covered a wide array of security safeguards that can and should be implemented to protect EPHI in HIT systems. Although we did not cover in great detail specific technologies, there is a large and diverse set of tools that could be used. Deciding what security safeguards and which specific technologies to use must be done as part of a careful risk analysis process. We are revisiting the risk analysis and management process here because it is critically important to any privacy and security program, regardless of the security management system standard that you may choose or be required to use. The HIPAA regulation does not dictate a single approach to conduct risk analysis of systems containing EPHI. Many of the resources discussed at the beginning of this unit, such as the NIST 800 series of publications, specifically 800-30, provide a framework to conduct risk analysis and to create a risk management strategy. The basic framework for this and other risk management strategies are similar and include elements such as gathering data on potential threats and vulnerabilities, like viruses and known exploits of IT systems, assessing current security measures, like antivirus software, policies and procedures to apply security patches to IT systems, determining the likelihood of security exploits, the impact of such exploits to the business and the corresponding level of risk that the organization can tolerate, and finally identifying security measures that are needed to mitigate unacceptable risk. All risk management plans include development of a plan to develop and implement security safeguards that are identified as needed based on the risk analysis process, and procedures for ongoing evaluation and maintenance of security measures. The importance of a formal risk analysis and a management plan for healthcare organizations that accommodates the HIT systems that support the operations of these organizations cannot be overemphasized.